Kulan la Black Gemara. It's Mitzoy Sukkis. Tavshin, first 2 days, Tavshin Pei Aleph. And this is today's blot, Tafnun Vav Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbana, we learn, we're talking about how we square off a city, so we actually add to the dimensions of a city before you even begin counting the Tchum. So Tan Rabbana, we learned, Baal Rava, if you want to square off a city, this is what this Braisa holds. If you want to square off a city, let's say you have a round city, and we said before, if you have a round city, you turn it into a square. What do you mean you turn the city into a square? Is Baal Rava, you want to square the city, is Meraba Birabua Olam, you square it the way the world is, nice and sufficient, let's soften Olam. So therefore you make the north side of the city, the north part of the world, or Dreima, Ledorim Olam. And we're talking about, you're making an imaginary square here. So then you should follow the poles, and Dreima, Ledorim Olam, and the south, to the southern part of the world, Visimanach. And the way to remember is that Agola Betzafun, the calf, which is Taurus, that's the north side. If you don't know which is north and which is south, and you don't have a compass, look at the stars, like you know, your maven and stars, and you look out there for Taurus, and you say, oh, that's due north. And the Akrev and Scorpion is Bedarim is in the south. A part of the Scorpion is more south than others, and that's how you know north and south. That's what the first Tana says. So obviously, you really need to know something about constellations and astronomy and so on. However, Rabbi Yasi says, "Im eina yedei l'rava b'ribua shalaylam." Let's say you don't know the directions. So you do is marba kimin hatkufa. If you don't know your directions, then and you don't know what's north and what's south and so on and so forth, so then you do is marba kimin hatkufa. Go and marba according to the seasons. In other words, you look at where the sun rises and the sun sets, because every season the sun rises and sets in different places, and that's how you work out what's north and what's south. So we know that in the winter, everything in the Gemara is talking about the northern hemisphere. So we know that in the winter, the sun is the closest to the earth, south, and in the summer, the sun is the furthest from the earth, north. And that's why, because its orbit is much greater, being due north, it takes much longer. And that's why it's a longer day and shorter nights. And then why, when the sun is further south, then obviously the days are shorter and so on. So the way it works is as follows. Ketzad. Chama yoytze b'yoyim aruch, b'shakaz b'yoyim aruch. So when you have the longer day, which is obviously summertime, so the sun rises and the sun sets, that's north. Your sun is in the north side. Where is it? Is that just a little place? Chama yoytze b'yoyim kotze, b'shakaz b'yoyim kotze, and the shorter days, and it's wintertime. So when the sun rises and the sun sets, Zel Pnei Dorim. That is considered the what do you call it? The southern side. Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tishrei. What about Nisan and Tishrei, which is right in the middle of each season there? Is Chama Yoitze Bechatzi Mizach V'Shoykaz Bechatzi Maidiv. So then the sun rises in the middle of the, because it's the middle, rises in the middle and it settles in the middle of Maidiv. In the middle of west. Shenemar says, Hoylech el Dorim, that the sun goes towards the south, the Seiviv, and then at night, when Rashi learns the Galakim Morim Psachar, it goes through on some other level in the sky. It doesn't say about going around the world, but it goes some other level in the sky, and it's going towards north. And Hoylech el Dorim b'yayim, it goes to the south in the day, the Seiviv el Tzofim b'layla, and it goes to the north at night. Seiviv, Seiviv, Heilech Ruach. It goes around and around, and it goes all over the world. Eilu Pnei Mizach uPnei Maidiv. That's the face of the east and the face of the west. Pa'ami Mahalchaton and Pa'ami Sabaton. So sometimes the sun goes in front of them, and sometimes the sun goes behind them. So that, he said, that's how you could tell where the sun really rises, and you know the long days or the short days, you know which is north and which is south. Omar Amishashi says, Lesna Lahani Kloli. These rules that you just said about this, you know, north and south are not correct. The Tanya we learned, the sun never is on the north, due north, and the Shaka Bekerim, and even northeast, it's not to the very top of the north, the sun never goes all the way north or all the way south. And the Chama does not go from the southeast corner of Ashoka, Beked, and Marov, and go straight across to the west. All your rules are not correct. You're not going to know what due north is or due south is by following this pattern of the sun. So now that we mention this, we talk about Shmuel. Shmuel was, you know, said that he knows the stars like the back streets of Neher Doi, which is the town that he grew up in. And Shmuel, now we're talking about the sun rising and everything else, tells about Kufis. So we know that the solar year is 365 days, 365 and a quarter day. So if we divide that into four seasons, each season is 91 days. We must 365. So it's 91 days, which means 364. And you have a day and a quarter left. So each season, a day and a quarter basically is 30 hours. So each, you divide that into four. So each season is 7 hours and a half. So every new season is 91 days and 7.5 hours later than the previous season. And if you go next year, if you want to go next year to the same season, so what you did was you added, if you go back next year to the same season, you basically pushed off a day and a quarter, right? So it comes back a day and a quarter later. So if let's say something started Tuesday night, the next year the season is going to be Wednesday night and 6 hours later. And you keep on doing that, it takes 28 years for finally to come back to the same, because if you take 28 years times 1.25 days, you'll get to 35. And 35 days is an equal amount of weeks. So that's when every 28 years we do Birchas Hachama, because that's when it goes right back to the way it was in the beginning of time, when the sun was created, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. So that's how it works, and that's how the Tkufa. Tkufa means when it gives a turn. So the Tkufa is every 91 days and 7.5 hours, says Shmuel. That's called, if you ever read anywhere, Tkufas Shmuel. There's another Tkufa called Tkufas Rav Ada, which we actually paskin like Tkufas Rav Ada, which is not very different. It's like only a few minutes, I don't remember how many, only a few minutes, like 5 minutes difference approximately between Shmuel, and therefore every 300 and something years, we have another day. And it affects the way our calendar works. Says Ezimara, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Ain't Kufas Nisan Nefeles, that Kufa of Nisan will not fall out. Ela ba bo rive hayem. Because remember, it's always 7 hours and a quarter, and you say, so every Kufa comes up to 7 hours and a quarter, 7.5 hours later. So everyone is there's four parts of the day. Oibet chilas hayem, or it comes out in the beginning of the night. Oibet chilas al day. Oibet chilas alayla, or the beginning of the night. Oibet chatzay hayem, or in the middle of the day. Oibet chatzay alayla, or in the middle of the night. So you know, every year. Remember, every year, the following year is 1.25 days later. So every year, a quarter of a day is either, you know, beginning of the night, beginning of the day, middle of the day, middle of the night. And this is what he's saying here, that every year, the next year will fall out either, you know, 1.25 parts. Will either be only one of these four times of the day. Either the beginning of the night, beginning of the day, middle of the day, middle of the night. Because it's always 1.25 days later. So, that's the Ain't Kufas Tamas Nefeles, and Kufas Tamas, which is, when we talk about Kufas, we always talk about the world was created in Nisan, not the world was created in Tishrei. In fact, that's what the halacha is, the world was created in Nisan. So when it comes to our calendar, that's how we devise the calendar. So if Kufas Nisan was created Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, then Kufas Tamas is 7.5 hours later. So Kufas Tamas would be, if that's 6 o'clock, it would be 1:30 in the morning. So every year thereafter, it would be 1.25 days later. So it would always be 1.5 hours out. So 1.5 hours after the, you know, the beginning of the day, 1.5 hours beginning of the night, 1.5 hours after noon, or 1.5 hours after midnight. So Ella Oiba Achas Machzor, either be 1:30, Oiba Sheva Machzor, 7:30, knows one. Yeah, Oiba Baby Yem Bemelila. The Ain, and the same thing is the Ain Kufas Tishrei Nefeles, and it's Kufas Tishrei now, which is 7. So let's say that's 1:30 in the morning. And the next one, Kufas Tishrei, which is 7.5 hours later, would be 8, it would be 9 o'clock. Right? It would be 9 o'clock. And then every year after that would be 1.25 days later. So it would be 9 o'clock, let's say Wednesday morning, would be when Kufas Tishrei started, the first year the world was created. So next year it would be Thursday morning, 9 o'clock, plus a quarter. It would be another 6 hours, would be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and so on and so forth. Ella oib shalashois either 3 o'clock, or betashois or 9 o'clock, bim 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 leila. There ain't kuvas tevis, and then when you go to kuvas tevis, which is again another, what do you call it, 7.5 hours later. So 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday afternoon is kuvas tishrei. So kuvas tevis would be 10:30, right? It would be 7.5 hours later, 10:30. And every year after that would be 6 hours after that. So ella oib arba machseb eser machseb, rabbi 10:30 or 4:30. Bein b'yam bein b'layla. Okay, I hope you all follow that. The ein bein kufa l'kufa, between one season and the next season, you don't have a tisha v'echad yom, you have 91 days, v'sheva shoyz ha-machza, 7.5 hours. If you multiply that by 4, you get to 365 and a quarter days. The ein kufa m'sheches m'chavata el chatzi shah. And one kufa does not move away from the next one. From one season to the next one is only basically a half an hour. And a bunch of hours in between, but half an hour. And that goes as follows. We talk about mazolos. There are 7 mazolos called the Shiva Keichri Leches, the 7 traveling kechavim. And, you know, we looked actually in detail in Gemara Shabbos about these 7 and how the influence that they have in this world. So, and every hour, because there are 7, they keep on rotating. And we know that we discussed then about Friday night between 6 and 7 is Mazel Maidim, which is Mazel Mars. We learned that on Tuesday. Tuesday has twice Mazel Maidim, so it's bad luck. And it has a bad influence on you. Then the Gemara talks about that on Friday also comes twice. But we said that Friday, Shem Epsoim Hashem, the Eibishter watches over us. So it comes out that these mazolos is you always, if you start with one mazel, one season, when you come, 91 days later and 7, remember it's 91 days, 7.5 hours. And because you're doing 7 hours, you're back to the same mazel you were when you started, but it's a half an hour. So before you were in the beginning of the hour of the mazel, the next season will be a half an hour into that same mazel. And then the next kufa will be into the next mazel. As he's saying, if it ain't kufa meshechem mechavta lechatzah, half an hour into the next mazel, into that mazel and the next one. V'amar Shmuel says another thing. Ain't lof kufas nisan shenei fellas betzedek. That if the kufa, the season of nisan begins with that mazel, which is called tzedek, which tzedek is called Jupiter. She'ena mishaberes ilanas. What's going to happen is it's very fierce winds are going to happen, and it can destroy all the trees. The ein lot kufas tevis, and if the season of tevis, which is winter in the northern hemisphere, shenayfelas bitzedek, if it falls in Jupiter, she'ena meyaveshes rem. Jupiter is justice, so therefore there's always harsh. And if a season begins at the time of Jupiter, it's not a good omen. If it's spring, this is the northern hemisphere, that means there'll be terrible winds and hurricanes and all that. And if it's winter, that means that it'll be a dry winter. Who? But there's one more proviso. The siyala levana oibel levana oibet tzedek. That the new moon for that month was born either in the mazel, because there are 7 mazalos. One of them is the sun, one of them is the moon, and one of them is Jupiter. So the new moon also had to be born in Jupiter before these terrible things would happen. This is all a digression, and now we go back to the dinim of Tchum. Says the Gemara. So we said before that we extend and we expand the city, we have to square it off, especially if it's a round thing, we square it off. And then we go 2,000 amas from every side of this new perimeter of the city. Okay. Now, so Torah Bami learned, now this is interesting. Hamarbeya se'ir, let's say you're squaring off a city, we're talking about a round city, right? So when you do a round city, we do 2 things. The first thing is you have to square off the city, so you take the corners, which are not, you know, they're rounded, and you square it off. That's the first thing you do. You square off that thing there. And once you square the city, then you start working on the tchum. So there's 2 things that happen here. The city gets added on, and so too does the tchum. Because the tchum, if you look at the picture in Rashi, after you square off the city, if you're only going to look at the squares of the city, right, you're only going to have a certain amount of tchum. Let's say, to give an example, you have a city 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. You squared off a city at 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. The city itself, you know, on the right side, you have you can walk 2,000 amas out with a width of 2,000, right? The length of 2,000, a width. On the bottom, you have a length of 2,000 by the width of 2,000. On the left, a length of 2,000 by a width, and the north, on top of you, 2,000 by 2,000. But what about all the spaces in between? You know, between all the sides? So we'll square that off as well. We're going to give you now the ability to walk, not just due north, due south, due east, due west. You can also walk northwest, northeast. So we're going to square off now and make another cube, another square on the top right-hand corner, another square on top left-hand, another square on top, you know, the bottom, and so on and so forth. We're going to give you a much greater area. So we're making two imaginations here. One is we're squaring off the original city, which was round, and then after we give 2,000 amas to each side, we're now going to add another 2,000 amas in each of those four corners. You make it like a board, like a tablet, mudubas, that's square. The choizer, umarbez, and then afterwards you go a second step, you square off the tchumen as well. But oisa, oisa, give me tavla with a bas, and you make the another square on each corner. Ukashi, you made it. And when you go measure, la yimdad me emtsa hakeren alpai mama. Now, when you measure these corners, right, the corners now, don't go to the middle of the city. The city is 2,000 by 2,000. Don't go to the middle of the city, which is like the 1,000 point. Don't go to right in the epicenter, so that from that epicenter to each end of the city is 1,000. And then you look diagonally, okay, I'm going to go to the diagonal side. So don't say, okay, I'm going to measure from the middle 2,000 amas, and that's where I'm going to end my 2,000 amas. Because you know what you're going to do then? You're going to cut out your whole Tchum Shabbos. Because if you're going to make a diagonal from the center of the city, there's no pictures there I can show you. I hope you have pictures there. If you're going to take 2,000 amas from the very center of the city and use it as a diagonal, so then, because it's 1.4, the diagonal compared to what's one amma here is 1.4 amas here. So if you can go 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas a diagonal would be only about 1.4, 1.5 on the straight line. And then you have to cut it down to make it a square. You're actually going to cut off. You are going to be able to walk 2,000 amas due east and 2,000 amas due west, but no longer, because we took the diagonal of the middle, made 2,000 amas from the epicenter, and then you make a straight line coming down. You cut out 600 amas or whatever it is from all your sides. You shouldn't do that. So what should you do? How do you work this whole? How do you calculate the whole thing? Make sure mafshes is obvious. You're going to lose out all the corners. Elam evi tavlim urabas. Bring this four in the square board. Shehi alpaim ama alpaim ama, which is a board of 2,000 by 2,000. Umanicha bekeren balachsoina. You put that board 2,000 by 2,000 each corner. At each corner, nimtzas comes out. Ha'ir. So now let's work out what happened here. We're going to allow you 2,000 amas due east, due west, due south, and so on and so forth. And then we're going to, each one is 2,000 by 2,000. Then we're going to take a 2,000 by 2,000 board and put it on the top right-hand corner. And then we do the same thing on the top left, and the bottom right, and the bottom left. So now, if you walk around your city, let's say the bottom, it's not just 2,000 amas, which is parallel to your city, but you have another 2,000 amas extending from that to the right, and another 2,000 amas extending that to the left. And the same thing to your east, same thing to your west, same thing to the top of you. So you now suddenly you can walk 6,000 amas. You know, you have now a circumference around your imaginary circumference of 6,000 amas by 6,000 amas. And therefore you gained all that extra ability to walk. Nimtzas comes out. The city now has 400 amas extra because you took a round city. Which if you took the diameter of the city and you walked 2,000 amas, you made a circle around, then now you added a square, suddenly you add another 400 amas, because it's only one, you know, the diagonal compared to a straight line is 1.4, which means on 1,000 amas, you add another 400 amas, right? From the middle of the city to the end is 1,000 amas, but by making a diagonal, we squared it off. By now having a diagonal to that point that you just squared off at the top left-hand corner, for example, it's 1.4 times your radius, so it's 1,400 amas there. You just gained 400 amas if you're walking in diagonal lines. Then, and then nimtzu tchumim mistakin ches amas, lekan ches amas lekan, meyas amas lekan. But then, when you go, that's the city itself. And then when we square off around the city, and you took 2,000 amas, and you set a straight line, which is 2,000 amas. You now did a diagonal of 2,000 amas. 1.4 times 2,000 is 2,800. So you now add another 800 amas that you can walk in all the corners. So if you add the extra that you're able to add to the city, which is 400 amas diagonally, and the tchumin, you added diagonally another 800 amas. So now suddenly you added another 1,200 amas diagonally in total. Mistaken elephant sign of the khan, elephant sign of the khan. You added 1,200 here and 1,200 there. Amar Rabbi said, in this case, it's talking about Mishkachas, we're talking about Mimasa, the Havatre Alfi, Atre Alfi. This case is talking about where you had a city which is 2,000 by 2,000. This is how the Cheshbonos work. Otherwise, the Cheshbonos would be different, but the idea is the same. We have this imaginary square, and then when we give you more Tchumen, we actually fill up all the pockets as well with it, so you can actually walk a lot more than 2,000 Amas if you walk on an angle, diagonally. Now, if you remember, where did we learn the whole idea of Tchumen is 2,000 Amas? We learned it from, remember that whole long Gzeres Shavah, there were all those steps. We learned it from the cities of the Levim. That the cities of the Levim, the 48 cities they had, the 42 plus the 6 of the Ari Mikla, they were given 1,000 Amas for open space, Migrash, and another 1,000 Amas for their Kramim and their vineyards and everything else. This is for the aesthetics of the city. So we're going to learn that the same thing that we just did for Tchum Shabbos, all these imaginary lines and squaring off, we're going to do the same thing for Ari Levim. Says the Gemara, Tan, we learned, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Tchum Ari Levim, the Tchum of Ari Levim is also Alpayim Amma, is 2,000 Amma. Now, the Bryce is going to say something a little cryptic, and we'll try to understand the Gemara. Say Mehen Elef Amma Migdash, so out of 2,000 Amma, 1,000 Amma is open space, Nimtza, okay, which is fair enough, which we learned the whole time. But now the Bryce says a comment which throws everybody off. Migdash is a via, comes out that the open space is a quarter. I think Gemara's going to ask, what in a quarter? If it's 2,000 Amas perimeter around the city, each city of the Levim, 1,000 of that is open space, and the remaining 1,000 is for vineyards and so on, so it's really it's only half. Half of it is open space. What do you mean a quarter? That's what Gemara's going to ask, as we'll see. And we'll have different answers in the Gemara. The Hashar, Sodor Kramim, and the rest is fields and vineyards. First of all, how do you know? How do you know this? And it says in the Pasik, but the cities of the Levim, Mikir Ha'ir, from the edge of the city, the Chutzah, and beyond, Elef Amma, 1,000 Amma, Saviv, all around it. Omra Toyda, Toyda says, Saviv Vaseir Be'elef, you should circle the city with 1,000 Ammas. Nimtza comes out, Migrish Levir. So I'm going to ask a question. You're telling me that the Migrish is a Levir, is a quarter? On the contrary, Paugava. What kind of quarter? It's a half. It's a half. Not 2,000 half, it is 1,000. Omar Rava says Rava, Bar Adu Meshechoi, he's the measurer, he does all this measuring. Asberly, he once explained to me as follows. Mishkach is low, you know what we're talking about over here? How can it be that the Migdash should be a quarter? We're talking about the Masa city, the Havitrei Alfi, Atrei Alfi. A city that's 2,000 by 2,000. Tchum kamahave. Now you can have to use imagination if you don't have pictures here. Tchum kamahave. What's a tchum? If you know, give it 2,000 amas all around. Shitzer, 16. What do you mean 16? We're going to break it up into boxes of 1,000 by 1,000. So imagine the city is 2,000 by 2,000. So let's look at the right side of the city, which means that you can walk the entire width of the city, which is a 2,000 amma, and then the length, another 2,000 amma. Break it up into boxes of 1,000 by 1,000. So you have four squares of 1,000 by 1,000 on your right. The same thing on your north, 2,000 ammas wide, so you can have then, and 2,000 ammas, you know, depth, length. So again, break into four squares, and you have all four sides, so you have 16 squares. So you have 16 squares directly contiguous to the city. And then we have the Kronos. You remember we learned before that you put by each corner 2,000 Amma tablets. So therefore you have, and each one of those also you do 1,000 by 1,000. So you have four cubes in the one, the corner on the top right, four on the left. So you have 16 Kronos and 16 Tchum. That's how we'll refer to it. The Tchum is directly contiguous to the city. And the Kronos are the corners that we added on. So you have 16, you have 32. Kamahavin, Shitzit. Okay, Dal Tamne the Tchumin. Now the Tchumin, the inner part of the Tchumin, right? The first 1,000 Amas. So the first one you have two on the left, two on the top, two on the bottom, two on the left. That's eight. So eight boxes we're going to use for open space, and the Abod the Kronos. And when it comes to the corners, even though there are four, there's only one corner. One of those four is actually touching, because it's on a diagonal. Only one of those four corners is touching the city. So therefore, one in each box, one in each corner is touching the city, so that gives you another four. So you have a total of 12. Kama have a tracer. You have 12 boxes that are touching the city. That's the Migrosh. That's the open space. So therefore, what do you have? You have 12 open spaces versus 32 a total of spaces. Nimtza Migrosh Revir. So it comes out that Migdash is fourth. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Tvei mitlasin, you know, not only is not a quarter, 12 to 32 is not a quarter. In fact, it's not even a third. A third would be 36. It's less than a third. Says the Gemara, I see abo de masa. Add the four boxes. Remember, the city is 2,000 by 2,000. You break that up into boxes of 1,000, you have four boxes. So if you add four boxes of the city, you have 12 boxes of the tchum. You have four boxes of the city. You have 16 boxes of the tchum and 16 boxes of the corners. Now you have a total of 36. So your most question is still going to be, so 12, the immediate 1,000 amas, which are contiguous to the city, 12. 12 to 36 is a third, not a quarter. So what are you saying a quarter for? So the Gemara, so what did you say? I bought the Masa Shadilah. You told me to take the four from the city and add it onto it. Akati Tilsahava, 12 compared to 36 is only a third, not a quarter. Says the Gemara, Mishavra, who told you? Bidibua Kamar, who told you we're talking about a square? Bigula Kamar, we're talking about a city that's round. And Kama Maruba Yeser Ala Ogul, what did we learn a few times? If you have a circle, the diameter of a circle is 3. Right? And you multiply by pi, so it's 3.14. But if you would then take that diameter and make a box out of it, each side is one amma, suddenly it's four ammas. So a square is approximately a quarter more than a circle. So therefore, we're talking about a city that's a circle. Kamam rubi yesel agonavia. So dal revia menaya. So let's say if it's a circle, take a quarter off. So if you take a quarter off, instead of having, what do you call it? What is it? I just lost the thing here. If you take a quarter off from the... If you take a quarter from all the boxes that you have there, you will come down to 9. I lost the place and I lost my train of thought. Give me 1 second. Oh, yeah.
36, no? 9 from the 36.
1 second. If you take off 12, you take a quarter of 12, right? You're right. You take a quarter of the 12, you get to 9. So if you take a quarter of the 12, you get to 9. And if you get to 9, 9 is a quarter of 36. Kamam rubi yesalago to via 4, daud of imenai, take off a quarter. Poshalu tisha, so what do you have left? You have 9 left. And remember, we have 12. The reason why we have 12 is you have the 2 on each side, which is 2, 2, 2, 4, 8, and then you have the 1 from each corner, which is actually 12. But because it's a circle, so therefore we take a quarter off of that, and from the 12 box, all you have really is 9. And 9 compared to 36 is a quarter. Partial tisha. V'tisha mitlasim shisa, the guy was a quarter. So that's one answer in the Gemara. That's what Adam Shecha said. Abai says, Mishkach Lanami, I can even find it in the city, Bemasa, I can find it in the city, the Havi Alpha Ba Alpha. What about the whole city was only 1,000 by 1,000? A square. And let's look at the Cheshbon now. Tchumin Kama Havi. So how much, now if it's only 1,000 by 1,000, so you have 1,000 width but 2,000 long. So let's look at due east, due west, and due south. So let's say due east. Due east, you have now only two boxes, right? Because you only have 1,000 width, but you have 2,000 long. So it's two boxes. If you break it up into 1,000, 1,000. So each direction, you have two boxes. It makes a total of 8. But the corners are still boxes of 4 because we were told to take put on each corner a box, 2,000 amas by 2,000. So you have 16 of the kronas, 16 of the corners, but only 8 of the tchumen. So now you have a total of 24. V'tchumin kamahave tamnaya. What is the tchumin? 8. Karakronos kamahave. The kronos are shitzer, are 60. Dal arba the tchumin v'arba the kronos. Now the migrash. What's the migrash? What's touching the city? So what's touching the city? One directly east, one west, one north, one south. That's 4. And then each corner is 1. That's is another 4. So it's 8. 8 to 24 is a third. Tal arba de tchumin va'arba de kronos. Take out the 4 from tchumin kronos and kama have. How much you have? Tamnaya 8. Tilsa have. It is a third. Sorry. Arba de kronos, kama have, tamnaya 8. Freddy Gemara. So therefore, Gemara wants to say it's a quarter. So Gemara asked him right away, what do you mean the quarter? Tilsa have. It's a third. 8 to 20 was a third. So he's going to answer the same thing we answered before. Me, sovereign bit of wool, kama. When I said 1,000 by 1,000, I think I meant a square. Be gula kama. I meant a circle. It's kama maruba yeser alago nevia. Remember, it's a quarter, a square is a quarter more, so a circle is a quarter less. dollar via. So take off a quarter from eight. Remember, we had eight boxes. Take off a quarter. Partial, what do you have left over? Shisa, six. And six to 24 is a quarter. Shisa, mechav dollar driva, have a six to 24 is a quarter. Comes along Ravina and Rav Ashi, and they're going to say now something totally different. Till now, we assumed by the Levim that their Migrash completely surrounds the city. In fact, the Pasuk said Saviv, and therefore we combine the Tchum and the Kronos. Abaye and Ravina both going to say, Rav Ashi and Ravina both going to say that no, that either only the Tchumen is the Migrash or only the Kronos. Ravina is going to say that only the Tchumen is the Migrash. In other words, the corners on top, right, left, you know, on the bottom, they're not included in your open space. Only that which is directly contiguous to the city, you know, due north, due south, due east, due west. That's where the Tchumen is. Now it all makes sense. Come, Ravina says, my Revia the Tchumen. Only the Tchumen get counted. So the Tchumen Taka will be a quarter because the Tchumen are only eight. And you had a total of 32. Remember, we had 32, 16 of the Tchumen, 16 of the Kronos, which is 32. Forget the city. Then you have only the eight, only the things which are contiguous to the city, due north, due south, due east, which is a total of eight. And eight to 32 is a quarter. Rav Ashi says, in principle, I agree with you. But my Revi the Kronos, he says, but I hold that the only Migrash open space, it's hard to understand Rav Ashi, because the only open space is not which is due east, due north, due south, due west, only the corners. The top right-hand corner, top left-hand corner, they're the only ones that are contiguous. How can you say this? It says Saviv, which sounds like all around. And if it's all around, what are you telling me, Amaisa, that it's only in these corners? So he says, my Saviv, Saviv the corners. You know what all around means, Taka? It means the corners. It means all the corners. Because if not so, then Gabi Oila, by a carbon oil, it says, they should spray the blood on the Mizbech all around. You spray it all around the Mizbech, even though you use the word Saviv. Elamai Saviv, Saviv Kronos. We know that by the Mizbech, you only do it on the corners. Hachinami, my Saviv, Saviv Kronos, means on the corners. So, and therefore, that's what we're talking about. Not the whole area, only the corners, and therefore it all makes sense. Omalei says, Omalei says, so in other words, what Abashi said here is, you look at the corners, make sure we understood it. You look at the corners, each corner is four boxes. So you four corners is 16 boxes. How much of that is Migrash? Only the corners and only the box that's touching the city. So each corner, only one box is open space. So you have four boxes of open space. You have 16 boxes in total of Kronos. That's a quarter. So that's how come you got a quarter. I don't understand. I don't understand, but don't you have... But we said that if you have a round city, we imagine that we square it off. And therefore, part of the city is encroaching in your area that's contiguous. It's not even a full 1,000 by 1,000 amas because part of it is that imaginary square that we squared off. So he says back to him, again, so he answered it back, we're talking about a round city. Yeah. So he said, I know, but you imagine that it's square. And if you imagine that it's square, even though it's a round city, technically it's a square city. And therefore its square cuts right into the corners over there. So l'chayda, you have less than 1,000 of 1,000 amas in each corner to do your, to have your open space. So he says, and when do we say, chazinan kemandemar barabur? This imaginary squaring is only as far as, you know, the city itself. But to say that it cuts out from the open space by the Levim, it's only imaginary. It doesn't do that. We use that imaginary, so for Tchum Shabbos, we allow you another 2,000 amas and all that. We use that imaginary when it comes to the cities of Levim, that we give you the 2,000 amas in that corner there, so you can have more space for your fields and your vineyards. But we're not going to say that from the open space, this imaginary square cuts into the open space. The fact is that it doesn't, because it's not part of the city. Second word, Amalei Abchanoi Mechazoi Ravashi. Abchanoi, we'll just finish the Mishnah. Abchanoi, Mechazoi said to Ravashi, Medchalim asked a question. Kama Merubi Yeser Ogol. I don't understand. We always say that a square is greater than a circle. If you inscribe a circle into a square, a square is one quarter larger. Revia. So L'chayda, Hani Tam Nemeya. Why are you constantly telling me? We said in the Braisa before that by imagining all this, we're giving to the Chum an extra 800 Amas. L'chayda, you're giving 2,000. So if you have 2,000 Amas, a third of that is 667 chitils, and minus a third, because it's only a quarter more, quarter milabar, which is a third milagav. So therefore, it's a third. So if, why are you telling me you're getting 800 amas? We learned the Braisa before. You're only getting a third of 2,667. Amale, you're mixing things up. Hani mili bi gulu megadu. You're talking about the square, the relationship between a square and a circle in that area. That's the square has over and above. Talking about area of the square over and above a circle, we say it's a quarter larger. Ava balach soina. We're talking about is the length of the diagonal. So you have the diameter versus the length of the diagonal of the diagonal of a square. Here it's 1.4 more. Beina tfei. It's more. Don't matter. Kol amsa biribua. Is amsa v'treichum shibalach soina. One amma in a square is equal to 1 2/5 of an amma in a lachsan, which is 1.4. And that's what we're talking about, the diagonal. You're mixing up the area of a square versus the diagonal of a square. Okay, that finishes the Gemara today.